Especially taking into consideration the Thursday game against Washington, as you're kind of figuring out something.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me personally, you know, you decide to throw another football game into a week, you know, it's shows they don't really care about the players. And that's just how I feel. I mean, you know, it is what it is. You know, we're still playing 17 games or 16 games, whether we play two in a week or not. But, you know, I know how I feel on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then to think that you have to play a game on Wednesday, or I'm sorry, on Thursday is tough. You know, fortunately, hopefully the other team played the 1 o'clock slot and didn't play a Monday night game or a Sunday night game. But you do think about that game, obviously a divisional game. You know, we need to catch up right away in the division. You don't want to look too far ahead, but we need to start and try to beat Atlanta, a good football team.
But I mean, for your health.
It'd be a tough turnaround for anybody. But if you're coming off injury, for sure, you play Sunday. You know, you're going to feel it on Thursday. But we all will.
John, because you said yesterday you didn't do as much as you would have liked, is there any comparison to what you feel the day after this week versus what you felt the day after last week?
Well, last week was full pads. You know, big preparation week for us. We're doing a lot of banging. Yesterday we didn't have pads on, so it's not. That's what I mean by the workload. I would love to have been in pads and you know, getting that thump and that feel pushing against another man. But unfortunately, you know, that was the dress of the day.
How hard was it for you to watch Sunday's game and kind of not be out there with the guys?
Extremely tough. Right? You've been, you know, dreaming about that game, you know, since the schedule came out. It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's, you know, Jerry's World. It's a division game. The team that, you know, is a great opponent. They won a division last year. Extremely tough not to be there and not to be with my teammates. But I was extremely proud of the way they played for the most part. They played tough, and that's always important. If you play tough, you play hard, you'll have a shot.
Going back to the Thursday game, does that work into your decision or anybody's decision this week to either play or not to play to save you for Thursday?
I don't know if it works into decisions, but I think the workload on Sunday, you know, I want to be available. I want to play as much as I can. The good thing about it is we feel great about Wani. We feel great about our core. Guys can step in and play well, and if there's some situational stuff where I can be used sparingly, that'd be great. You know, a lot of times just because you feel good coming back from injury doesn't mean you're ready to play football. Conditioning. Just being sharp, you know, missing reps at practice, all that stuff plays a part in you know, how well you play. So I'm smart enough to know that, you know, you practice the way you play. So you practice hard, it should show up on Sunday. If you didn't practice, you know, well, one, shame on you, but, you know, you want to go out and do the best you can.
It sounds like if you're out there, if you're out there on Sunday, you kind of see yourself being used a little
sparingly. I would just assume so. You know, God forbid we have to play 80 snaps. You know, I'm not ready for that.
They obviously missed your experience at the end of that game. You know, everybody commented on it. Does that put, or do you impose a little pressure on yourself?
Well, you know, you go back and you watch the tape. You know, I'm at home watching, trying to decide, you know, which call that was. And, you know, as a commentator, sometimes you don't know what the call is or who was supposed to be where, and they just kind of assume or, you know, do the best they can. And it's a tough job to decide, you know, who was supposed to be where and whatnot. But there was more, you know, going on than you know, what they said. And then I never want to receive a compliment at the expense of my teammates. So I thought Wani played outstanding. I thought the call, or I should say the remark was negative. I didn't like that at all. But it is, you know, a tough job to do.
Did it seem like they were attacking him at all?
I wouldn't necessarily say attacking, but it was just, you know, I just feel like sometimes you give somebody a compliment, it might not be a compliment for the other person. That's just my opinion.
You were critical of the Thursday games. Is that something you think the union should take a stand on? Or?
It's about money. You know, the game is growing. You know, fans want to see football, and I get it. I just know that from a player standpoint, it's extremely tough to play on a Thursday night game. Your body's just beat up, especially when you go out and you play a late Sunday game or, you know, a Monday game. It's an advantage for the next team. So it's just extremely hard to play on Thursdays.
How damaging do you think it is to the health of a player to have to do that?
I don't know about the damaging, because we're all in it together, but just the preparation part, the week short, You know, some teams practice, some teams, you know, walk through. It's a different philosophy for different teams, but I think it becomes very difficult to play on Thursday night. The good thing is, it's a lot of times it's a level playing field.